Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a little bit of Britain, some Mendelssohn, James Galway, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin, though, with some music by Boccherini. He was born into a musical family in Italy back in 1743. Now, at a young age, he was sent by his father, who was also a cellist and double bass player, to study in Rome. He later went on to Vienna with his father, where they both were court musicians, and eventually ended up in Madrid, where he was employed by none other than Luis Antonio of Spain, the younger brother of King Charles III. Now, all was working out just fine with this appointment until one day the king wanted him to change a passage in a new trio and ordered him to change it. But Boccherini, like I hope most musicians, in kind of a cheeky mode, just decided instead to double it, which did lead to his dismissal. But he did go on to write a large number of chamber works during his lifetime, including around 30 sonatas, of which we're going to start today's program with his cello sonata in E flat major. Here is cellist Anner Bylsma, joined by pianist Bob van Asperen. Thank you. What a delightful way to start a program. Cellist Enner Bylsma and Bob Van Esperen. And that was Boccherini's Sonata in E-flat major. And why not? Let's change it up a little bit and do some oboe music time just a little earlier in the program today, featuring music by Benjamin Britten. He was born back in 1913, and a lot of people think of him as primarily as a composer of vocal music. But in his early years of his career, he was primarily an instrumental composer. 18 of his first works are for instruments alone. His Fantasy Quartet was one of the works which made his name known. It was composed back in 1932 when he was, get this, only 19. Well, not yet 19, let's confirm that. And it is dedicated to the very famous oboist Leon Goossens, who performed it in a radio broadcast back in 1933. And later at the International Society of Contemporary Music in Florence. A great feat for what was, at that time, considered maybe a work not worthy of his own craft. Well, you know what? History has proved everybody else wrong, and he went on to achieve some incredible things. So let's take a listen to some early Benjamin Britten. His Fantasy Quartet for oboe, violin, viola, cello, and we're going to hear the great talents of Pamela Woods on oboe, joined by the members of the Audubon Quartet. Thank you. oboist Pamela Woods, joined by the Audubon Quartet, and that was Benjamin Britten's Fantasy Quartet for oboe. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to some Mendelssohn. He was a German composer, also a pianist, an organist, and a conductor. Well, gotta keep the trio happening, of the early Romantic period. Now, he was born into a prominent Jewish family, but was raised without religion and was later baptized as a Reformed Christian. But at an early age, he was also dubbed a prodigy. He probably made his first public concert appearance at the age of 9. He wrote his first published work, a piano quartet, by the time he was 13, and completed the piano quartet that we're going to hear today around the time of his 16th birthday. Gee, a little bit of a late bloomer. He went on to write lots of symphonies, concerti and oratorios, lots of piano music and chamber music. Some of his best-known works include his overture and incidental music to A Midsummer Night's Dream, and the Italian Symphony and Scottish Symphony. Now, besides music, though, Mendelssohn's education, he was kind of a, I don't want to say Renaissance, but I'm saying it, a Renaissance person, included art, literature, languages, and philosophy. Quite a lot to take in. Today we're going to hear a stellar performance, the opening allegro of his piano quartet in B minor.
Thank you.
have to have those last three chords to end it up. A brilliant performance. That was the opening allegro from Mendelssohn's Piano Quartet in B minor. And we're going to move on to a classic performance by a performer who opened up many a door for future performers and audiences. I am speaking of James Galloway, nicknamed the Man with the Golden Flute. He played in numerous very prominent orchestras, including the Berlin Philharmonic, and then decided to pursue a solo career. He since has had many a composer write for him, but today we're going to hear a classic from the past, which never seems to grow old. Here is Pachelbel's Canon with James Galloway.
Thank you.
How beautiful was that? James Galway and Paco Balls Cannon. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. And we're going to move on to some music by Bartok. Now, we're going to listen to his Divertimento for Strings. This was written probably not in the best time. It was in the dark years of the Second World War. It was written as a commission from the Swiss conductor, Paul Scheicher. And in 1934, Bartok actually wrote about it, and I quote, "Virtually everything I have done has been commissioned. Luckily, the work went well. I finished it in 15 days. Wow. Now, this was creatively a rich period for Bartok. He'd just finished work on his violin concerto, which is amazing, and went on to write his sixth quartet. Today, we're going to reap the benefits of all of this great creativity, and here at the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields, with none other than Sir Neville Mariner conducting. And this is the middle movement, the Molto Adagio from Bartok's Divertimento for String Orchestra. the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. That was the middle movement, the Molto Adagio, from Bartók's Divertimento for String Orchestra. And I do think we have time for just one more offering in the program. And, you know, why not end it off with a love theme? And this comes from Cinema Paradiso. Enjoy. A fitting way to end a program. That was the love theme from Cinema Paradiso. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time, and do stay tuned to listen to Shuk Shukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, with Workgroup coming up next.